Madison Democrat Mark Pocan says the plan deals with a record deficit while protecting schools, public safety, and health care, and working families from big tax hikes.
In reality, that median family, it's about $128. And given a $6.6 billion deficit, a historic deficit, I don't think that's all that bad.
But the budget increases minimum car insurance rates, imposes more than 40 new state mandates, and yes, insists Republican Phil Montgomery, includes some $3 billion in new taxes and fees when combined with the February budget repair bill.
This is the little shop of horrors. Feed me, Seymour, the monster of big government that is never enough. A 7% increase in one of the worst economic times ever.
Now the budget, which passed on a 51-46 vote, now heads to the desk of Governor Jim Doyle. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.